This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel releases more plans on its Rafah strategy. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's ordered the military to prepare a plan to evacuate civilians from Rafah ahead of an expected Israeli invasion of the densely populated southern Gaza city. The announcement comes after heavy international criticism, including from the US, of Israeli intentions to move ground forces into the city. Rafah borders Egypt and is now home to hundreds of thousands of people living in sprawling tent camps after fleeing fighting elsewhere in Gaza. Israel says that after more than 4 months of war, Rafah's the last remaining Hamas stronghold in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian President Vladimir Putin told former Fox News host Tucker Carlson, Moscow will fight for its interests, quote, to the end, but has no interest in expanding its war in Ukraine, in his first interview with a U.S. outlet since before Russia's invasion in 2022 of Ukraine, aired on Thursday. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Putin questioned why the U.S. was continuing to fund Kyiv's effort and said it was impossible to inflict a strategic defeat on Russia. The Kremlin said Putin agreed to the Carlson interview because the approach of the former Fox News host differed from the one-sided reporting of the Ukraine conflict by many Western news outlets. Carlson is considered to have close connections to Donald Trump, who's expected to be the Republican Party candidate in the November U.S. presidential election.
Diane Tao from Reuters. A volcanic eruption in southwestern Iceland appears to have subsided, though scientists are warning that the area may experience further eruptions in the coming months. Iceland's meteorological office said late Thursday that the eruption had decreased significantly. The eruption began at about 6 a.m. local time on Thursday. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Over $5 billion, that's how much U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is committing to semiconductor research and development, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The federal government is formally establishing and preparing to stand up the National Semiconductor Technology Center, a public-private consortium which aims to reinvigorate the computer chip sector in the U.S. with targeted government support. The goal is to speed up commercialization of new technologies, bolster national security, and boost workforce training. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says we need to be building for the future, and that means making investments in R&D. Labor Department data shows about 375,000 people are employed in computer chip production. Semiconductors were invented in the U.S., but America now produces less than 10% of global computer chips and none of the most advanced new types. Jennifer King, Washington.
President Joe Biden says the Republican holdup on sending new U.S. aid to Ukraine for its war with Russia was, quote, close to criminal neglect. The comment came as he huddled with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at the White House on Friday about U.S. and Europe's efforts to maintain support for Kyiv. Scholz amplified growing concerns in Europe about a standoff between the Democratic president and House Republicans over the aid. Administration officials have said the impasse is endangering Ukraine's efforts to repeal the nearly two-year Russian invasion. House Republicans argue that the U.S. can't afford to keep pouring billions into Ukraine's war effort and that Europe should do more for Kyiv. Global cocoa prices hit fresh record highs on Thursday as traders continue to scramble for supplies, predicting even wider deficits this season and with growing concerns for the next. Reuters correspondent Julian Sederate reports.
Cocoa beans are a hot commodity right now. In fact, they've never been more expensive. And that's bad news for chocolate lovers everywhere. Benchmark cocoa futures have hit all-time highs in New York, approaching $5,900 per ton. That's close to twice the level this time last year. Prices have jumped as poor harvests leave supplies running short. In number two producer Ghana, production is expected to hit 500,000 tons at best. That would be more than 150,000 tons down on the previous year. There's concern over the crop in top producer Ivory Coast, too.
Farmers in Italy, Spain, and Poland are demonstrating as part of ongoing protests against European Union farming policies. The actions follow similar ones in other EU member nations in recent weeks, with farmers complaining that the 27-nation bloc's environmental and other policies are a financial burden and make their products more expensive than non-EU imports. The European Commission has made some concessions to farmers over the last few weeks, including shelving plans to halve the use of pesticides and other dangerous substances. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.